Iowa held its first in the nation caucuses on Monday night with record turnout. Find out who won and who's out with Reason's three takeaways from the Iowa caucuses. Up first, conservatives vote for Ted Cruz.
Usually I say polls are only good for strippers and cross-country skiers, but in this case, I do think that the polls are accurate.
Well, Sarah Palin was almost right. The top GOP contenders in the polls did take the top three spots, but those who identify as strong conservatives, which were 4 out of 10 Republican caucus goers, broke for Cruz and gave the Texas senator a comfortable win over Donald Trump with 28% of the vote.
Thanks to the incredible hard work of everyone gathered here, of courageous conservatives across this state, we together earned the votes of 48,608 Iowans.
The biggest surprise of the night was Marco Rubio's strong third-place finish, almost tying Trump with 23% of the vote. Rubio's showing now makes him the favorite among the establishment candidates. At number two, did Hillary get burned? Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders ended up in a dead heat Monday night, with each candidate getting about 50% of the vote. This gives Sanders momentum going into next week's New Hampshire primary, where he leads Clinton by a wide margin. Granted, Hillary has a number of superdelegates in her back pocket and a solid nationwide ground game, but her performance in the caucus shows that voters aren't necessarily sold on Clinton as the nominee, and that the Democrats have a race on their hands. Our final takeaway? Iowa picks losers. Well, at least for Republicans. Iowa correctly predicted the Democratic nominee when Obama went on to carry the state in 2008. But by and large, Iowa is a terrible barometer when it comes to predicting the future GOP nominee. Since 1976, only three caucus winners became the eventual Republican nominee. The last was George W. Bush back in 2000. The good news for everyone is now that voting is underway, the field will narrow. Mike Huckabee and Martin O'Malley have already suspended their campaigns. Now, if we could just get rid of the rest of these clowns.